This is Ujjwal Nilamani. Today is October 6, and we're on verse number 6, describing the Nayak, Krishna the Nayak. For this chapter, we'll hear about Krishna as the hero, as the Nayak. So this is verse 6, we're describing the hero, and technically in Sanskrit, and when we talk about rasa vichar or natya, drama, then there's what they call rasa vichar and rasa samagri and ras aswadan. Tasting ras, rasa samagri are the elements or components of ras. What is necessary to make it work? You can, and this is called the samagri, just like a roti, there's certain elements or components that are necessary for it to work. Flour, water, a stove, a talwa, and maybe a little salt, not usually, but... And you combine these and then you make the roti. So these five bhavas, they combine together to create this astonishing, ecstatic experience of ras in relationship between Bhagavan and Sri Krishna. So the first aspect is called vibhav, and that includes the hero and the heroine, Nayak and the Nayaka. The Nayak is Bhagavan Sri Krishna. Vrindavan Sri Krishna, Damodar, Madhav, Banki Vihari, Gopinath, Radharaman, this is Krishna in Vrindavan, Leela, Leela Purushottam Bhagavan Sri Krishna ki jai. And then we hear about Radharani because she's the Mukhya Gopi, the Mukhya Prayasi, the Mukhya Nayaka, chief and main lover of Krishna. Transcendental lover of Krishna. Then there's about the gopis. So as I mentioned, this book of 15 chapters, 8 chapters will deal with Radha and Krishna and their emotional and their psychic and emotional, their psychic and emotional attitudes and moods and feelings and exchanges and different beautiful pastimes and their beautiful loving exchanges and what we call Madhura Rati, or the love between man and woman, conjugal love. So now when you're introducing the hero, then obviously some questions will arise. Like someone said, oh, I went to this movie, there's a new hero. There's a new hero that launched a new movie. Then the first question is, how was it? How was it acting? Who is it? Who is it? And what was the movie? Who, what? When, where, why, how, like this. So now, Krishna was being introduced, it's not a movie, it's Nitya Leela. It's not illusion, it's Yoga Maya, the play of transcendence, eternal present. And it's divine, Divya Leela. So here there's the hero, and so what does he look like? And what are his qualities and his attributes and how does he think and how does he behave? What are his behaviors and thinking? So Rupa Goswami is opening all of that. He's going into the heart of Radharani and into the heart of Krishna. And the gopis are expansions of Radharani's heart. So if you're in Radharani's heart, then you're automatically in the gopis' hearts. And that mercy and that ability to convey those inner hidden secret rahasya bhavas, secret feelings within the hearts of the gopis and Krishna was all granted to Rupa Goswami Pad by the blessings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Rasika Shekhar, Rasaraj Sri Krishna, but his form and his body is Vishnu Roop, Krishna Roop, Bhagavan, but his bhava, his mood of love, his form is masculine, the supreme Parameshvara, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Purnatam Bhagavan. But that's his form. Like we might say, oh, that man, he's a very big man, very powerful, but he's very gentle. Sometimes you meet a man, he's very powerful and very strong man, and physically, break 5 men in half. But if you meet him, he's so gentle and so culture that, I mean, obviously highly cultured, that he has this powerful body which he can use at any time, but yet he's humble and respectful and courteous and all the good qualities of a very elevated human being. So it's an interesting package of power and sweet behavior. So Krishna is powerful. He's Sarva-Shaktiman. He's the possessor of all the Shaktis. Parasya Shakti Vidaya Shriyate Svabhaviki Jnana Balakriyacha. It's still in Svetashvatara Upanishad. Krishna has unlimited powers and strength. Then he's so sweet. So all of these attributes and qualities we have to hear about, because this is the hero. This is the romantic superhero. I like to call Krishna that. Oh, Radha Kunti, like, very nice. You can feel free to wear Radha Kunti like here, whereas there may be some lok vichar. You have to consider vichar, what the lok people are thinking. What is that? Depends how liberal your sangha is. In a liberal sangha, then everything goes. It certainly looks very nice with white golden skin and a black tilak. Very nice. This is Ujjwala Nilamani, chapter 1. Nayak, Nayak, Baid. The different types of varieties of hero. This is text number 6. Ayam Saramyo Madura Sarva Sal Lakshan Anvita Valiyan Navataranyo Vavaduk Priyam Vada Vavaduk Priyam Vada. So the translation, these are Sanskrit words to describe the physical qualities of Krishna. We have physical, every human being or any living entity has physical qualities and psychic qualities and emotional qualities and transcendental qualities. So there's transcendental psyche and transcendental emotions and transcendental bodies also, which have their own lakshana and their own gun and lakshana characteristics. So Krishna's body is such an ananda vigraha, completely transcendental, eternal. It says, Krishna, this is translation, Krishna has beautiful limbs, means arms. He's very sweet. Krishna is very sweet and pleasant to see. Ayam Saramyo Madhura Tanu. Tanunya. Tanu means body. So his body is sweet. He has a sweet body. And Krishna's body, sometimes we say, oh, she has a very, this lady has a very sweet face. Both Madhuramukhi. Radharani's name is Madhuramukhi. It means sweet, but it also means her face is full of Madhurya Ras. Different levels. Madhur means shahad. Shahad means madhu. Madhu means honey. Honey means chini. Chini means sweet. So madhur mukhi. Mukhi means face or mouth. Mukunda. Mukunda Krishna and Chandramukhi Radha or Madhuramukhi. Very beautiful. But many deep meanings, like all names of Krishna, there's a surface, meaning, and then under the surface, different levels of meanings. So Krishna is pleasing to behold. He's sweet and beautiful. He possesses all auspicious marks on his body. Sarva, Sal, Lakshan, Anvita. Lakshan Anvita means marks or shapes or the lakshan, the qualities. Valiya Navatarunya. And Krishna's body is of the ideal youthful age. Navayovanam Sri Krishna. Valiya Navatarunya. Navatarunya means that he's always Nava, always new. His body, Tarunya, it's newer. At every moment, Krishna's body becomes newer. And every moment, our body becomes older. Out. Katamogya. Marana prapti. And so, Krishna's not like that. He's of the ideal age, Valiyan Navatarunyo. And he's eloquent. He's eloquent in Chaitanya Charitamritam. Krishnas Kaviraj gives a definition in Bengali of eloquence, which I'm sorry I don't have committed to memory the Bengali, but the English is eloquence. The definition of eloquence means essential truth spoken concisely. That itself is a very eloquent definition. There's a word in English called eloquent, and loquacious and eloquent. They all come from Latin, these Romance languages, English, all these languages, origin Latin and Sanskrit. So this is the situation. So eloquent means, one thing means he can speak very clearly and very succinctly, or very shortly. You can, some people, they speak, they go on and on and on and on. And it's like, come on, already if you're a good listener and have half a brain, you can already anticipate after 2 minutes of the conversation where it's going, what the result's going to be, who's going to win or lose, or whatever the narration is. And you're just passing your time waiting for the person to figure out how to say something simple. So many people, in English we say long-winded. This just goes on and on. Sometimes I've met many people in preaching, they go on, I said, look, just wait, hold it. Now just think for a second, slow down. I don't want you to unload everything in your mind. Just, what do you want to say? Because, you know, when the question, prashna and satsang, well, you know, this is that. Okay, stop. You know, I've done that sometimes. Sunday. I said, okay, wait a minute. Save my time, save your time, save everybody else. What is your question? It's like, you know, going like this and like that. You know, what are you trying to say? I'm trying to say. So Krishna's not like that. He's to the point. He's straightforward. Not so straightforward either. Sometimes a little crooked. Tera Bhagavan. Krishna's Tera? Tera Bhagavan. Tera. You know Tera?
Yeah.
Tera. You know Hindi? Hindi is saying Tera. Like Tribhangi. Tribhangi Lalitam. Tribhangi Lalitam Shamasundaram. So this, he's bent. Rama is straight. Vishnu is straight. Lakshmi is Ekdam Sita. Ekdam. Nitri Upar Ekdam Sita. Balance. The Krishna's like, oh, well, you know, Radhe, you know, Vamshi and Tribhangi. This is Tera Bhagavan. There's Sita Bhagavan. How do you say straight? Sita. There's Sita Bhagavan and Tera Bhagavan. In Braj, we worship Tera Bhagavan. In South India, they worship Sita Bhagavan. Rangaji, Balaji, and then Udupi Krishna, they're all very straight. I've had darshan, all those temples, Rangaji. I can't remember all, it was 1986 and 87, I went twice south. And it's so stiff. You must have been for your work and research of yatras or whatever. It's so stiff. I mean, now you know what the difference between Vaidhi Sadhana is. You want to know the difference between Vaidhi Sadhana? What is Vaidhi Sadhana? Vidhi Nisheda. Vidhi Nisheda means Yama Niyama. So there's a type of Bhakti Sadhana, Vaidhi Sadhana. Then there's Raganuga Sadhana. Raganuga Bhakti Sadhana. So Anugata means to follow. Anuga. Gamana. Gamana Anu. Behind you, walking. Anu. And then rag means passion. I'd say another adjective for passion. Fervent, feelingful devotion. Instead of saying passionate, because that's really, rag means passion. But it creates so much negativity and kamkro lobe and, you know, rajaguni and this and that. And it doesn't work in the spiritual dimension. So it's a difficult word to translate. I've heard it way to struggling with it also. Raganuga Bhakti is fervent, intensely fervent and emotional based practices of serving Krishna. which includes also rules and regulations. But you follow all the rules and regulations with a fervor, which we could say with a passion, with a fervor to... So anyway, Krishna is Taira Bhagavan. So here, he's eloquent. We're hearing about the qualities of his speech. We heard about the qualities of his body. These are all physical qualities. Speech, body, and what does it say? The body itself is characteristics of the body. Beautiful, pleasing, auspicious, and perfect age. That's all the body. Then what about his talent and his abilities, physical talents with the body, speaking power, drawing, painting, whatever. So he's eloquent. But not only is he eloquent, which means he gets to the point, he can speak very clearly. And like some writers, they write nonfiction, chemistry books, or any kind of nonfiction. It's very clear, very eloquent, and to the point. But it's dry. It's not pleasing and entertaining to the sentiments of feelingful sentiments of the heart. It's the facts. So Krishna gives eloquent. He's very wonderfully and perfectly says in a very few words what he wants to convey. But then it's priya vavaduk. It says here, vavaduk priya vad. Vad means speech, and vavaduk means variety. Vavaduk means varieties of speech. Vavaduk means eloquent. And Priyavad means he speaks in a pleasing manner. This is a quality of Krishna. Very to the point, clear, and very like pleasing. There's even in the Gopi Gita, 10th canto of Bhagavatam, the gopis are glorifying the sweetness of Madhu Vagalya. It's in the Gopi Gita, actually. Madhura Yagira. Madhuraya Gira, and then what? Vagavakya. So there's two things about the Vak. So there, he has nice young brain and smart person, so he remembers. So there they're saying, your voice is so sweet, Madhuravakya. Your words are so sweet, they just completely melt our hearts and minds. And we simply hear you speak and we say, oh, Krishna, I'm yours. Take me anywhere, everywhere, I'm yours. Because this is the power, the hypnotic power of love. Love has a special potency to hypnotize, to enchant, to mesmerize. So Krishna, with his form and his voice and his actions and his glances, everything he does completely attracts Krish. Krish means karshan, chumbak. Completely attracts all gopiyan, some gopiyan, karshan, they come. And this is how we meditate. The sadhakas, when they meditate on the Kam Gayatri, they meditate on all these amazing, attractive aspects of Krishna. Because in Kam Gayatri, who is there? Radharani is there, Krishna's there, gopis are there, and the Leela is there. As much as you understand what it means, and as much as you have perceived the inner depths of the mantra, the Kam Gayatri. So Krishna has a pushpabana, five arrows. So we mentioned before, when the gopis, especially Radharani, her eyes see Krishna's form, and she describes in Govinda Lilamrita, and Krishna's Kaviraj quoted his own book, which he wrote first, in a later book, Chaitanya Charitamrita. And he quotes here how Radharani, in separation from Krishna, is describing the beauty of Krishna's body. So, oh, my eyes are completely thrilled to see his form, and my ears are completely delighted to hear his voice, and all the panch gyanendriya, the eyes, the nose, the mouth, the ears, sense of touch and taste. These are the panch indriya by which we interact with the world, karmendriya and gyanendriya. So karmendriya are the five working karm senses, and that means eyes, rupam, nose, ganda, mouth, rasam, ears, shabda, hands, sparsha. Right? So Krishna, he has it all. And Radharani explains, so beautiful. You want to know how beautiful Krishna is? And what is Krishna's prabhav? What is the effect of Krishna or the prabhav on the gopis' hearts? And on the... Then you read Radharani describing Krishna's beauty. He says, oh, Radharani, please. No, this Krishna's sound of his flute is making high waves crash in my heart. And then she goes on, oh, this very beautiful description of Krishna's beauty by Radharani. So these are he speaks like this, and then the Jiva Goswami says, what are the qualities of the hero, the Nayak, in this Vibhav, Alamban Vishai, Prem Vishai, Sri Krishna? Alamban means that the word Alamban means foundation, solid ground, the starting point, the launching pad for the rocket, or the, what do you call it, airstrip, or whatever you call it, airport, runway, yeah, thank you, runway for the plane. So this is the qualities of that. So he says, and Jiva Goswami says that here in this verse, Rupa Goswami Pad is showing, by enunciating these qualities, he's revealing how Krishna is endowed with all the qualities in this so far, and there's more coming. In this verse, Krishna is endowed with, which means he possesses, they're part of him, all the qualities which are suitable and usable and for Madhura Ras, for conjugal love, the Parakya love, the love of Krishna and the gopis. Because the hero should be beautiful, handsome, and it should have everything, ears, the shape of the ears, the shape of the nose, everything should be perfectly shaped and proportioned and balanced, and all auspicious marks and lines and moons on the fingernails and all kinds of things that they say. Samudrika, there's one book called Samudrika, and the Samudrika describes the different auspicious signs on a man's body or a woman's body. It's also told in Garuda Puran. Garuda Puran is in edited version. There's also a full version. The full version is only 4 volumes in English, which we have. But in there it describes a lot about medicine and many things, like Puranas have all different kinds of chapters. So it talks about what is a good body, what is a good body and a bad body, this tall or that, the distance between from this nipple to that nipple and the belly button, what is the distance? It's quite, you know, it's to get a handsome man and a beautiful lady, it takes a lot of gambling. I mean, there's not too many men or women that meet the criterion of all the auspicious symptoms and signs and bodily parts. But Krishna is sarva sal lakshananvita. He's got it all. So he's a perfect hero. And now what about Radharani? Her glories are yet to come. We're saving the best for last. First is Krishna, and he's on the stage, then some of his supporting friends, his messengers, that kind of the go-betweens between the hero and the heroine. So that's necessary. These are assistants, Krishna's assistants. Then it starts off with Krishna's gopis, and then finally Radharani. So even first, it's a bunch of coward boys that serve Krishna in different capacities within the realm of Madhura Ras. And then the gopis, and then finally Radha, which will be a while, I suppose, maybe a few years from now. As far as our classes go, 45 minutes this one and 45 minutes that one. So it's a little slow. No problem. I'm not in a hurry. I'm not going anywhere. I mean, I hope I go one place, but no, I have no other place to go. And there. No country, no family, no anybody. From here. Everybody's in here. Everybody's in here, and the Goloka's in here, and I've got to get somehow in there. And that's only possible by prema. And that takes many lifetimes, generally, unless you're really fortunate. So it's a long road to the heart of Krishna. And a long road, what to speak of, it's a long road to the heart of Krishna. What to speak of the length of the road to the heart of his beloved Radha? Is it double? Double long? Is it triple long? Who can say? So these are five qualities of Krishna's body. Ayam Soyamyo Madara Sarvasa Lakshananvita Valayam Navataranyo Vavaduk Priyam Vada. Very beautiful. Verse 7. Sudhi sa pratibodhiro vidagdash chatura sukhi kritagyo dakshina prema vashyo gambira gambira ambudi. That's a lot of gambir. The word gambir means grave, very grave, very deep. Like Gambir Lila, Kashi Mishra's house. Some say that the actual room, historians, the room that Gauranga Mahaprabhu stayed in was underground, as a gufa. But over time, it's difficult to bring yatris. Like you go to Onchagam and you want to visit Narayan Bhatta's Bhajan Kutir. It's 25 feet, they say, how do you say meters? Wait a minute. 8 meters, 8 meters underground. Miti Kaniche, 8 meter. Bhajan Kutia. So, and it's very tiny jinna, tiny stairs. One goes down and one comes up. So you're in Jagannath Puri, lakhs and lakhs of yatris come. Can't make money that way. One go down, one come up, one come down. So, so then... They put the room upstairs. So forget about that. So Sudhi, so this translation, these are more of the qualities. We heard about the five qualities of Krishna's, his form, his qualities, his age, his speech, and the auspicious marks on his body, which makes him a hero, makes him heroic, handsome, beautiful, dashing, pleasing. Vavaduk Priyambada. Vavaduk Priyambada. He speaks eloquently, but in a very pleasing manner. Krishna. Nice. Just imagine hearing the voice of Krishna. This is something to reflect upon. So this verse, now we heard about his body. He's beautiful. Now we're going to hear about his 10 mental qualities. Because there's more than a body. Body is part of the hero, but the most important part is the mentality, the heart, behavior, the dealings. So here, Sudhi sa pratibodhiro vaidagdash chatura sukhi kritagyo dakshina prema vashyo gambira ambudi. Krishna's intelligence, just as intelligent, but it says Sudhi. Well, maybe I have this other book actually, another translation, which is usually more on the mark. Krishna's Sudhi, which means obviously has very good intelligence and very expert intelligence, and he's quick-witted, sa pratibho, and then he's quick-witted, learned, vaidagdash, artistic, clever, happy, grateful, skillful, controlled by love, and extremely grave and inscrutable. Inscrutable means difficult to understand. What is on his mind? He's lying with the kunja and the flower bed with Chandravali, but he's sleeping in Swapna Vilas, and he's saying, Radha, Radha. It's not so hard to figure that out. Not so inscrutable. Chandravali can figure it out. But because she's a Dakshin Nayak, she's a submissive right-wing gopi, that she ignores it. So inscrutable means, you know, but it means it's very difficult to understand Krishna. So now Vishwanath, he says, excuse me, those were 10 qualities of the mind in verse 7. And now in verse 8, there's the first line has 4 more qualities, psychic, mental qualities, which Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that in his commentary, he said, 10 we've heard, and 4 we'll hear in the beginning of this next verse, which will, the second line has other qualities. Varyan kritiman nari mohano nityanutana atulya keli sundarya prishta vamshi swanankita swanankita. This is 8. It says here, he's the best, he's famous, charming to all women, eternally new and... Oh, it's still going? Because it's saying low. Eternally new and fresh. That's it. Pause. Yeah. So this is Varyan Kirtiman Nari Mohana Nitya Nutana. So it's very easy. Varyan means he's the... like we say, Govardhan. Everyone knows Govardhan? Govardhan. Vardhan means to increase or excessive or to expand. Vardhan. So he's the Varyan. Varyan means, I don't know, maybe I'm not connecting, but Varyan means he's the best. He's the best. Like we say, Sarva Shrestha. Brahman Shiromani. Dvija Shiromani. Dvija. Gauranga Mahaprabhu say, Gauranga Dvija Shiromani. There's bhajans like that. The Lord Gauranga, he's the sheer head, money, jewel of all Brahmins, crest jewel of all Brahmins, Gauranga. So Krishna is Varyan, he's the best. Purush Otam. Many Purushas? There's so many Purushas, I mean, dashing Purushas, but he's Uttam Purush. He's the best, Varyan. And Kirtiman means he is praised by everyone. Everyone praises Krishna, like Shishupal. He was very fond of praising Krishna. You know? Shishupal was an enemy of Krishna for a long time. Krishna was always stealing the girls that he wanted to get. That makes a very ferocious enemy. Every time you put your eyes on a girl and you want to marry her or kidnap her, and then or even it's arranged to marry her. It's even your father and your mother and the lady's father and mother arrange you to marry the, I believe it was Rukmini or one of those. And then Krishna says, no way, man. She's mine. This is my Nitya Shakti. So every day it's like, oh, drats, you know. Every time Shishupal is walking away from the contest, damn, that's God, you know. So then finally they had a showdown. And there was no girls around, it was just kings. And the showdown was in Indraprastha, or maybe Hastinapur, one of the two. And it was Indraprastha. And Yudhisthira was performing the Rajasuya sacrifice. And before that, who is the greatest person of the world and who should be worshipped? The Agra, Puja. Agra means before. That there's two things going on, Agra Puja, then the Yajna, this Yajna. So Sahadev, Krishna's grandson, I believe. No, he's one of the Pandavas, excuse me. One of the Pandavas, Nakul and Sahadev. You must know the little boys, the young ones. Nakul and, I think they're twins, Nakul and Sahadev. So Sahadev was a very amazing politician. And a very, both Vidvan, both Sudhi also. And he could analyze things, although he is the youngest of the Kshatriyas, he could analyze things very quickly and give the exact right answer and suggestion. So everyone was, different people were saying who should be the king, and then the sages were divided, who should be worshipped in the first puja. So he said, let us ask Sahadev, Panch Junior, Chota Panch Pandav, what his vichar is. Because it's always unfailing, it's always correct. So he said, and then he explained why. He said, actually Krishna You know that little that blue kshatriya of mixed caste, the one that came from Mathura and Dwarka. You know that blue fellow at the gate who was washing your feet and washed all the kshatriya's feet. He dusted the dust because they're wearing sandals or whatever they're wearing, fancy gold sandal, you know, like Roman gladiator types or something, going up your calves or whatever, some kind of, or pointed shoes, whatever. India, as you know, now and then, is always, at all times, full of dust. So no matter what kind of shoes you wear, when you take them off, there's a half a kilo of dust inside your shoes. No matter where you are, even when you go to Delhi, you just come, you become a dusty, dirty mess when you come home. So then Krishna is wiping the dust from all the kshatriya's feet, and then he's washing them. Dasosmi. Bhakta Paraduli, Bhakta Parajal. So he washed, Krishna washed Shishupal's feet. Talk about Dainya Bhav, Trinana Pisuni, Chenaturi Vasishna, going. Who could imagine? Krishna's, it starts there, it starts with Krishna. He's a Dainya Bhav Sarup. So humble. A Kshatriya washing the feet of an enemy king. Shishupal attacked Krishna. Shishupal tried to kill Krishna 17 times with 17 armies. And Krishna whipped him every time. And now here they are again. Oh, 17 times. You know. And the 18th time you were a coward and you ran shore and you ran from the battlefield and you dove in the ocean, came up on some island, and they said, "Here, I'll stay here, you know, it's safe, you know." Called Dwarka. So now he says, "Wait a minute," you know, and they started to worship Krishna. Then he said, "I have something to say. I want to tell you about this Krishna." The 99 times he vilified and did ninda on Krishna, and finally, Krishna finished him. Anyway, this is Krishna's heroic nature. So we heard that he's the best of men. He's praised by all, and Nari Mohan, like Nari Suneri. There's one Leela Stali, Barsana side called Nara, I think Barsana, that side of the Delhi Agra Highway. It's been a long time. Nari Sameri, and there's a festival there every year, and I forget exactly what it's. Nari Sameri. I think, as I remember, the Kinnaras, the Kinnaris, why it's called Nari. Nari means woman, but then there's Kinnaris. There's Kinnaras and Kinnaris. The Kinnaris and Kinnaras are angelic beings. They're subtle beings. They have human form, but they have wings. They're the proverbial Christian angel, guardian angel, love your head, little halo. Those Christian folks. So these are guardian angels. They're very favorable for devotees, Kinnara and of course they're entertainers, they're dancers and singers. They entertain the celestials, the devas, Indra. You know, they're like profi mardanga players, you know. Like we hire some big names in ISKCON, you have to pay them a lot of money and pay their airfare, and some of them even demand first-class airfare. But there's such a demand that they cut the profile, and we pay the bill. But the Kinnaras are hired to go play in Indra's birthday party, and you know, it's a gala event. So you're going to be one of them. You're going to be a Gandharvika Dasi, yeah. You're going to sing and play Veena in the Rasa dance. And then Krishna's going to say, hey, Sakhi, put that down. Radharani taught you to sing, and Vishakha taught you to sing, and Gandharvika taught you to dance. Now I want to see you dance also. So then it's like this. So these Nari Sameri, apparently these celestials came down and they worshipped Radharani Krishna there, Nari Sameri. So this is Nari Mohan, Krishna Mohan. Everyone knows Mohan. He completely bewilders every single Nari and woman in the universe. From the Devis, from Lakshmi Devi, it starts there. All the Devis in the universe, the universal ruling Devis, Shachi, Indra's wife, Indrani, Rudrani, Parvati, Shiva's wife, and all of them, Satya, all those, they're all expansions of Lakshmi Devi. And Lakshmi Devi is an expansion of the queens of Dwarka, and the queens of Dwarka are expansion of the gopis and Radharani. So all of those ladies, sub-jagat stri, they're all Mohan by Krishna, except one. Radha. Because Krishna's Mohan, he bewilders Nari Mohan, but Radharani is Nari Mohan Mohini. That person, that man, that Nara means man, who bewilders all the Nari, but is bewildered by one other Nari, is called Madan Mohan Mohini, Radharani. So as always and everywhere, Radharani comes out on top. And that's the end.